This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 8th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. There is an Audible sale going on right now. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. If you've got any mental health issues, go check them out. In today's news, we have some Street Fighter VI news. There could be a new gaming monitor coming out. And Red Dead Redemption. But today, we start with Nintendo. And Eurogamer.net says that there are some patent links to the Tears of Kingdom abilities and the loading screen. Now, they did make some patents public that includes 31 related to the Zelda game, according to Automaton reports. And the patents go to some of the main suite of abilities, but some of these are very unusual. That includes the game's loading screen. So when you're fast traveling in said game, the loading screen will show up and shows the map of the player's current location while going to and from its destination. So there's a patent on that. There is another patent on Link's physics. So when he's standing on a moving object, he will move in the same direction and he'll be at the same speed without any input added. Now there are many other ones as well, but those are just a couple that I just gave for examples. So if you're making a game, just be aware. Now we go to Nintendo and, well, Switch, as according to the Take-Two CEO, says when Switch 2 comes, it should have some backward compatibility. So that's basically what Strauss Zelnick, the CEO of Take-Two, is saying. And he was talking to its latest financial call that was reported by Games Industry. And Zelnick did say that Switch 2 should have backward compatibility. He's basically saying that it's not giving the console, or not giving the console backward compatibility would not be in the contract with consumers. Basically, it would not be fooling people's ambitions. So we do have to say, as what WCCF Tech is saying as well, that Nintendo Switch 2 has not yet been officially announced. But that should really increase the rumors. Now, according to GamesRadar.com, there should be some remakes of Pokemon. Well, that's what some fans are saying. And one of the fan theories is there should be some remakes. In fact, Actual Arrow on X did say, quote, "The stuff in the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC and a character will hint on the next Pokemon game. Drayton, relative-inspired character Drayton, signature Pokemon is a bridge inspired by the Drifail drawbridge. We definitely going to Unova next year, baby." Now, could we see some of the old Pokemon games like Pokemon Black and White? I wouldn't Medros would. Anyway, let's get to some Red Redemption 2, because it did sell for over 55 million units. Ooh, according to Destructoid.com, Rockstar Games and 2K did release its first quarter financial results on August 8th, and there are some pretty big numbers in there. Overall, Take-Two is a pretty big position. In fact, it made $1.2 billion. And the Red Dead franchise was highlighted with Zelnick, once again, revealing that Red Dead Redemption 2, did sell over 55 million copies. Grand Theft Auto V and NBA 2K23 also got some attention, but not like Red Dead. Ooh, boy. But maybe it will sell more than that, because within that same report, according to Engadget.com, Zelnick did say that Red Dead Redemption, with the $50 price tag, would be a good sale. So, this isn't Red Dead Redemption 2. This is Red Dead Redemption. So, would you pay $50 for it if you didn't have it? Now, you can buy the digital version for Nintendo Switch and for PlayStation 4 starting August 17th. The physical release will follow on October 13th. Would you pay for it? You can let me know on X at Joe Brums. Maybe you won't have to worry about something else though, because according to IGN, De Novo will not appear in Tekken 8. So what is De Novo? Well, that is an anti-tampering system and it's DRM software. And that software was released in 2014 and was used for the PC releases. But the software was criticized, and it was criticized for changing the performance of a game. It also had you always online, which was quite unpopular. But that's where Katsuhiro Harada did get up on X and said, quote, "This EULA is probably simply a copy-paste of Tekken 7 or something. I'm not registered this, but sure. Anyway, I've no plans to introduce De Novo or anything else in Tekken 8 to stop your tedious allergic reactions to every single thing and set quality. Sit the hell down." Unquote. So, that is not coming. But what could be coming, according to .esports.com, is if you have Modern Warfare 2 and you're looking for Modern Warfare 3, but you want to keep some of the items with you, you can. But, okay. Call of Duty on X did say everything you need to know about all of your favorite current Modern Warfare 2 operators, weapons, and more transferring over to Modern Warfare 3 in the Call of Duty blog. And they did provide a link, and you could tap for more Modern Warfare 3 and tell. So, basically, it's Activision in the Q&A blog post. So here's what they said in the blog post. Quote, "A small amount of content may be unavailable if gameplay offerings are different in Modern Warfare 3. For example, if Modern Warfare 3 doesn't have the tactical amphibious vehicle or a specific piece of tactical or lethal equipment in any game modes, any skins you've unlocked in these items in Modern Warfare 2 won't be in Modern Warfare 3. In addition, war tracks, music, will not carry forward from Modern Warfare 2 to Modern Warfare 3. For the quote, "You should expect Modern Warfare 3 content to be integrated into Call of Duty Warzone at the start of Modern Warfare 3 Season 1, including all the Modern Warfare 2 content specified in this blog, where applicable. Content is additive, so none of the previous described Modern Warfare 2 carry forward content acquired to Call of Duty Warzone will be taken away. So some things, if it makes sense, will shift over. But other things, if it does not make sense for the game, for Modern Warfare 3, will not transfer over." Now, we go to esportsinsider.com and they're saying that the Sentinels esports future is in doubt. So what's going on? Well, the North American esports organization called Sentinels may be closing down if it cannot raise enough money. So there's a document from the Sentinels crowdfunding campaign, and they're doing it on a platform called Start Engine, and they're revealing that the organization is currently burning through money at a rate of $695,000. Now, the expenses are basically showing that it's the players' contracts and the content creators' salaries, along with the staff, and basically the funds to acquire merchandise inventory. So, what Rob Moore, the CEO of Sentinels, did say, quote, "We've raised capital money internally and our investment group is very committed to the strategy we have, and intention is that we'll continue providing funding for the operation," end quote. But it does look like they'll be going to hard times. So they might not be playing some Street Fighter 6. This comes to us from VG247.com, and people are saying that the DLC is too expensive, but people may have taken things into their own hands. So what did they do? Well, they made some costumes. $15 costumes. Now, there are some pictures here, and you do have people dressed up as turtles in their costumes, in the Turtles DLC, and it does look pretty interesting. But they are indeed costumes, but the Street Fighter VI Battle Pass is what people do not like, because if you want the Turtle content in Street Fighter VI, you're going to pay about $100. So, costumes about $15, content $100. But if you're going to spend money, we'll end on this. PC Games N did say that the first ever 32-inch 4K OLED monitor for gaming is on its way. So, this is called the Doe Spectrum Black Specs. Basically, it's a Doe Spectrum. And I'm going to give you the specs. Panel type, OLED. Already said that. Resolution is 3840 by 2160. Size, you already know it's 32 inches. Refresh rate, 240 hertz. Inputs, two HDMI 2.1A, one DisplayPort, and one USB Type-C. Adaptive Syncs, VESA Adaptive Sync Certified, NVIDIA G-Sync Compatible, AMD FreeSync Premium Pro. No speakers. With the warranty, 3 years limited warranty, and a 2 year burn-in warranty. Now, the company that's making this is promising the, quote, best-in-class optical performance, end quote. The price for this thing, if you're wondering, it starts at $700, and that's for the matte model, but the glass model is $100 more than that, $800. But if you're looking to pre-purchase, if you're looking to pre-order, you're going to be paying $300 more to $400 more. Actually, you're going to be paying $400 more to almost $500 more. Meaning, the model will be at nearly $1,100 and the glass model will be at $1,300. Do the math. So if you want one, prepare to pay a price. But you don't have to pay for us. We're free. We are Dawn Forge, all a part of the Dawn Forge Network. Because I get to say that this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We have more news tomorrow. So, but until then, go play some games, people.